This is the week he did the least amount of writing, so it's only
hey, perfect.
Yeah, I put in one word. I'm curious to see if you guys used it.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even see it. Hey, we're recording. Welcome back to Homeschool Episode 61, the podcast from me and Andrew Rivers. Get behind the G-string. Oh, shit, that's my other podcast. But glad you wearing your G-string, Phil?
I don't wear underwear, so.
Oh, perfect. No. Commando.
Come on, Phil doesn't wear panties.
This is the podcast where we tell jokes with a comedian guest who heckles us and riffs with us or leaves the Zoom if they just don't really enjoy what they're hearing. This week, our guest is Philip Kapczynski.
Wow, good job. Yeah, that's good.
All right, nailed it. Nailed it. And before we get started, Phil, you got some stuff coming up, some live gigs, but also album and a special coming out. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Philip Kapczynski live at the Spokane Comedy Club. Every smart television or pay-per-view, DirecTV. That will be a really easy way. We'll see. I'm very curious to see what kind of sales I get on pay-per-view DirecTV.
That's a real thing. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool, actually. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, they kind of inundate it with MMA a lot. And then after a while, I think there's people that feel I think they can like bump things up for DirecTV users.
Oh.
So a lot of people who don't want anything to do with like MMA have tuned out of that shit. So they're trying to push comedy specials. So Comedy Dynamics.
Well, you're a big hit with the MMA crowd.
They're saying like we need to get back.
No, people. I mean it. Your face looks like you've been in a lot of fights. So.
Oh yeah, well it looks like I lost a lot of fights. Really.
Yeah. What's wrong with your ear? Nothing.
I don't think growing too big is part of getting beat up.
They shrivel usually. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I can't even handle the anxiety of looking at who watches my Instagram stories. So I don't know that I would want to know who. Did or didn't.
Thank God I can stop watching your Instagram stories.
That's cool. Well, that's very exciting. And do you have dates or anything like that that we should be aware of?
I'm in Coeur d'Alene this weekend, and then I'm doing the Looney Bins next month. So, yeah, Wichita, Oklahoma, and...
Wichita.
Little Rock. No, Little Rock. Yeah, I'm doing all of them except Tulsa, so...
I got you. But I mean, dates for this
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Yeah, the special. No, today is the day. It's landing. Yeah, today is the day it's premiering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, it's a lead up. And I'm like, well, I don't know. What do I post? You know, do I just post the trailer again? Do I post like a clip from it? I have like an animation thing that a guy sent me. And
that's fun.
So it's just nice to be able to like get this material and be. Like done with it, you know, like it's got because it's got some dry bar material that's opened up.
Thank God he's done with that material.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll tell you this: if you're listening, Wednesday, September 29th is when you're listening, or after that, it is out. It's out. So go find it. Comedy Dynamics, Philip Kapczynski live in Spokane. Very exciting. Awesome, Andrew. What you got coming up?
Maltby and Snohomish gonna be sold out probably. Laugh Camp in St. Paul. I'm not on the website yet. That's
me neither.
Very exciting. So who knows if that club will stay open, but I got my backup plan, get some royalties here. October 12th album comes out, For the Wrong Reasons, Pandora and Sirius exclusive. And then on the 19th it'll be worldwide.
Exciting. It's coming out for the wrong reasons because nobody asked for it to come out. What date is Laugh Camp for you? I'm interested in knowing.
October 22nd and
23rd. Oh, funny. I'm there 2 weeks after you. I just emailed them today. I was like, hey, we're going to get those babies up on the site. But
someone left a comment on my Facebook and was like, oh, Laugh Camp hasn't updated. I'm like, oh, I got one fan that wants to buy a ticket and you're not making that possible.
That's hilarious.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but then they've been stuck on October 15, 16 with Vince Morris for about a month. Just every few days looking. So anyway,
like,
I'm going to be there.
The rent check has to go out, so we'll find out if we're open.
I'm going to be there, same place, Laugh Camp, St. Paul, Minnesota, November 5th and 6th, if Andrew doesn't close the club down. And October 22nd and 23rd in Boise, we've sold 35 tickets already. That's very exciting for me. Laughs in Tucson the weekend before. This weekend, Denver. All right. Let's do the jokes, everybody. But first, a 3-second pause because I don't know how to edit things. Hey, welcome back to Homeschool Episode 61. Well, it's inevitable. It has happened. Trump's recount in Arizona is over, and they found 99 more Biden votes.
Wow. Yeah, that is exactly why I never pay for Tinder Gold, you know? It always says I got 5 matches waiting, but they're all robots or fake profiles, and I'm going to start demanding a recount.
Oh, wow. The only thing that double counted was the chins in Arizona and in your Tinder. Your voters are not who they think they are. Trump would hate his voters. But hey, speaking of it, we never talk about your dating life anymore. What the hell's going on there?
Well, interesting development. An old crush from 5 years ago reached out to me and offered to take me out for Chipotle.
Ooh, that's like a perfect date, unless it ends with anal. So she finally wised up and realized you were the one that got away, huh?
Yeah, well, no. She wanted a referral for a dating app I'm on, so.
Ah, Raya, I've heard of that. It's that dating app for celebrities. How did you get on there?
Well, I've been featured on TMZ. I'm quite the big deal over here, okay?
Okay, I mean, well, Us Weekly, but still. Also, Phil, you can hear us, right? All right, anyway.
I wanted to know, can I get on if I'm in Better Homes and Garden? I mean, how low is the bar here?
Right, who is this celebrity, by the way, that you... Yeah, what is the bar? Who's the celebrity that wants to be on Raya that's trying to use you for, like,
what's going on here? Well, it's a secretive club. I probably shouldn't say too much, but let's just say her dad owns a plumbing company, you know? You could say she's an heir to the throne.
Well.
Is it Beacon? Is it Beacon Plumbing? Can you get your freak on with Beacon?
Is it? Freaking...
Oh, whatever. I don't want to get her in trouble.
Stop freaking, keep freaking. We're going to talk about it later, maybe. I don't know.
Keep freaking with my daughter.
I mean, I hope she cleans your pipes there, Andrew.
Hey, enough with the potty mouth over here. Toilet humor. This is my future wife you're talking about.
Well, is she about the leak? Is she about the constant drip that you're experiencing?
I'm just jealous. My drip dad ain't leaving me shit.
Oh, well. That's good. considering
you're a celebrity, I know. Yeah.
Custody, but hey, look, as a celebrity, I don't know about you, but a thing I love is giving back to my community. Mm. Every year, I co-host an auction for charity as long as I get paid, and they wanted the biggest celebrity they could find from North Bend this year, and it was an honor to do it.
And the plumber wasn't available, so they called you, right?
Yeah, correct. I was their number 2 choice.
Aha. But it was an indoor venue. Aren't you worried it might get a little stuffy in there, huh?
Yeah, well, it wasn't Bellevue, but so, it was North Bend, no COVID worries. It was actually pretty well ventilated, and plus there was a barn next door, so we had easy access to ivermectin if we needed it.
I went to college with an ivermectin. She was great.
Ivermectin's that's the name of the disease I got. But
well, quit horsing around.
Okay,
this,
listen. There was a 1920s theme because there's a pandemic and everyone drank too much. But I was co-hosting with a professional auctioneer, and it was really cool to watch. The first item is a $5 bill that he sells for $25 to remind them. It's not about the value. It's about giving to charity and showing other people you're better than them.
All right. Well, if you're performing, let's hope that the laughs were charitable, right?
Yeah, unlike this podcast. Come on, Phil, step it up.
Wait, I keep drinking things of water.
Spit it out.
I'll wait for a punchline, but there aren't any.
Do a spit take. There's a spit take.
Yeah, got him.
What did you try to auction off? Anything?
Well, I tried to auction off a pair of Corey Michaelis tickets, but there was a lack of interest.
Well, if only my dad was a plumber, I could be maybe in the new Mario movie or something. Are you following that story?
This is Italian erasure. It's bullshit. None of the voices are even Italian actors. I can't stand it.
Oh, really? Well, it's not about an Italian story. Seth Rogen and Charlie Day are going to make $1 billion. That's what it's about. Who do you want to play Mario? Robert De Niro? Like,
no, he can't play a plumber. He's a taxi driver. Yeah. Everyone knows that. But,
oh, all right.
Phil wanted to laugh almost. But...
well, no, because I thought of something funny.
Say it. Say it.
Well, is Seth Rogen going to be the ape, or is he going to be like just throwing the barrels, or is he the Mario?
There you go.
Let's see. Yeah, everyone knows Seth Rogen isn't a donkey, so I say we get a real donkey voice in there.
Yes, like Eddie Murphy. That's a Shrek joke.
He's playing the ape. Okay. Donkey Kong. Come on.
Okay, Seth Rogen does look like he takes horse pills, and Joe Rogan actually does. So, you know, either way, I'm going to need subtitles for this thing, I think.
You can't read, but we're not paying to see an original Mario storyline. You losers get over it. We get it. It's Mario. We know what happens. We're paying to see a stoner do it.
Right, and I did a lot of research. It turns out it's a cartoon, so maybe the realistic part is not our biggest concern.
Hmm. Well, hey, Zillow's in the news. Are you allowed to be on that app, Corey?
That's the only dating app I'm not banned from, actually.
Well,
so, yeah.
Zillow is in hot water lately, and not because my house is in a sinkhole.
Sinkhole? That's what I'm looking for on dating apps. How do I...
Wait, how is Zillow a dating app? I don't understand.
Well, sometimes in the photos you can see like a hot MILF in the bathroom reflection of a house photo. So you find out when the open house is and you just show up and you charm her.
That's a real thing?
Well, there's tons of documentaries on this website I belong to.
Oh, ex-hamster. All right. Well, people are claiming that Zillow buys multiple houses in the neighborhood and resells them for a higher price, just like the tickets to our show.
Wow, I can't believe another company took all of my information and used it to make $1 billion and ruin the world. I mean, I thought when Facebook got away with it, it would really discourage all these other companies. Yeah. You know?
The problem is we want our social media apps to be our therapists. You know, we tell it everything and don't expect it to tell anyone else.
Yeah, there's no client app privilege, right? I hope your therapist is telling everything about you to everyone. Maybe people will get to know who you are, and then you can feel like less of a fuck up, right? You could show hundreds of depressed people that life could be like way worse.
Yeah, that'd be hundreds of people that could come to my show. Finally, they heard about me. But if you're in the mood to be cheered up, or I don't know how this transition works, but Dubuque is offering a telephone booth directly. Good news for depressed people in Iowa. There's a telephone booth that offers a direct line to poetry on demand. But boy, if I want to be sad on the phone, I'll just call my parents or my comedy manager or assume my therapist.
Corey or Phil or a girl.
Get a picture of Phil's dick and go, wow.
Or Cassidy or...
Things could be worse.
Things could be worse. I could be Phil.
Well, I don't know if you've seen this story in the news, but there's some good news out there for fat stoners who eat a whole sleeve of Oreos in one day.
This feels a little personal.
Well, getting high before exercise may help you stick to a fitness routine, according to a recent study.
Getting high with what? You know, with meth, you'll scrub your floors, paint your house, and dig all the bugs out of your skin.
Well, now this article is about pot. I guess marijuana is habit forming, so if you're going to have a bad habit, form a good habit while you're doing it.
I developed the habit of smoking weed and writing amazing jokes. I should have picked exercise.
Yeah.
I have less amazing jokes about how my back hurts.
Yeah, I'm almost 40, 41, so you know what that means, ladies. I have a lot of back pain, and I can't throw your back out, unfortunately.
Me too, hashtag. But I always ask doctors, like, how I can get back to normal, and they just look at me like, magic lamp. I don't know.
Oh, well.
You're fucked, buddy.
They do just kind of shrug at you. One nurse was like, we're not meant to really be upright this long. And it's like, well, I was doing a lot of laying down, though. That's
yeah,
most of my life.
most of my life, an hour a day up, but and that's just my penis. But are old people feeling like this all the time? Like, it's no wonder they're so cranky.
I mean, I went to a chiropractor myself this week, and he was trying really hard to coerce me into 10 decompression sessions. He had like
He's
a new deal. Well, I don't know. He didn't even tell me.
Happy ending at the chiropractor.
That'd be great. Yeah, yeah. You want to do this? I'll crack you. He had a new deal or offer every time I was saying no, and then eventually he's like, "Well, just how about two for half price?" I'm like, "Dude, are you working on commission? Like, this feels like a lot of pressure for decompressor sessions."
Now you need. He's trying to pressure you so that you need the decompressor even more. What even is it? Like, I don't understand what they do.
That's what I said. All he said was, "You lay down in a bed and most people nap during it."
Sounds like my sex life.
Right? Well, $100 to sleep. I wouldn't pay $100 to sleep with someone. So.
Well, most people wouldn't take $100 to sleep with me. It took me $700 just to get a video of you jerking off on OnlyFans. So.
Yeah, well, that's the going rate. Yeah. That's the going rate.
Well, wish that rate would go down. are you going to keep subbing, though? You got to keep that good teacher insurance?
Well, I love being a sub and a dom, but nobody's absent anymore. Like, they just, can someone just get COVID, please?
Yeah, they've had a year off. They don't need more sick days.
I guess so.
Teachers are full of shit anyway. They're making TikToks and dancing.
Nurses and teachers are all full of shit. Well, I wish we would have got a sub this week for the podcast because our guest is Philip Kopczynski, everybody.
Holy cow.
Him. Just faked a drink of water. There's nothing in there. It's like a movie.
It was the last. Yeah. the glasses change. Holy shit.
Listen.
These are the interview glasses.
did you get COVID at school or doing comedy, do you think?
Comedy in Idaho.
Oh.
at an auction. I did an auction as well, and did stand up before they sold all their stuff, and it was packed, and it was Idaho, and it was unmasked, and it was, yeah, that's probably where I got it.
Yeah, all right.
Pretty sure.
I mean, he was calling contact tracing, hobos in the park, and who did I blow last week? So
there's a lot of options. So
he did write a note. I thought this was very nice, like on the truck stop bathroom wall, and he was like, "Hey, if you use this glory hole in the last couple of days, I have COVID." So
oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
For a good time call.
Well, let's see, man.
Seaman. Well, that's exciting. So you're gonna be on Comedy Dynamics soon. It's like the Netflix of what?
It's like the Netflix of comedy. No, I mean it's like a label. You know, it's like it's like the 800-pound gorilla, but just a different label. You know, and then they do video. we recorded this before the pandemic, but So yeah. So there's like no pandemic jokes on there. So I don't know. I think that's good though, because that means.
Yeah, maybe. But people might be like, "Does this guy not know?" It is Spokane, but all right.
Yeah, why is he so much skinnier?
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, that's fun. Well, yeah.
Well, were you what were you hoping for, a posthumous release here, or like what why'd you hold on to it forever?
Well, they latched onto it in last March, and then if it had been just audio, it's like it goes out super quick. But to get the artwork done and the credits and like the music for the credits copyrighted, and there's just like way more shit to it. And it was, I had to, like, there was a lot of post-production shit that had to be done. It was way more complicated than audio.
Film it yourself and then give it to them, or did they?
Yeah. So I have a bunch of friends in production, so we filmed it, a while back. Yeah, when I was doing my dry bar, I was like even Amanda, that's my wife's name. Amanda saw my dry bar and she's like, "It's so much funnier when you can swear." And so I wanted to record all my dry bar shit that was like the way I normally do
with laughter. Yeah.
And right. I was, oh, yeah, man. It was hurtful when somebody was like, wait, you're doing a special? What's so special about it? And I'm like, I wish it wasn't my wife asking me that question.
Yeah. Special needs.
Cool. So yeah, this is like a totally uncensored version of it. And then I just wanted to do well enough so I could, they'll fuck with me again down the road if I make something else. I can send
it funny.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, you just did. You did my show, and well, not really my show. Andrew's doing it next. It's his show next month. But in Maltby, and you, I promoted the show with your dry bar clip about your sister with Down syndrome, right? And a couple people were like, what's going on here? Who's this guy? He's making a Mickey Mouse sound, and then it says Down syndrome across the screen. Well, you got to watch the whole joke. And
it's wild. People will get triggered because they think it's like they just hearing that word at all, you know,
right.
They can't. Yeah. So it's whatever. Now, I mean, I'm pretty used to it now. I mean, in a live performance when there's context,
right.
You know, but the way they edited that clip was like, it just says how to talk to people with Down syndrome.
Yes.
And then it, like, the teaser is like, making a Mickey Mouse sound and shit.
Wow.
And it looks like what the fuck? You don't have to talk to Down syndrome people like they're like you're a cartoon.
They're trying to get those clicks, man. How many views does that video have?
It's 200,000, I think. Or
Yeah, that one. Though, it's funny. The full special is the only one that's even at maybe that's close to 1 million. But none of them really took off, you know, into that to the
they
million.
Stopped faking the views on it, I guess, after.
Yeah, I don't know if they faked them for everybody else.
They're like, we faked Corey's, and it got us in a lot
we
of hot water.
Mistake, and he's got a career now. We apologize.
Hot water, like hot the plumber. Water. Well, yeah, but its show turned out great, and that was great. And Andrew was just mentioning Netflix Love on the Spectrum, which I've heard good things about. I know Down syndrome is not a Spectrum issue, but I don't know what if it's is it all people with autism or forms of autism on the show?
Some kind of I don't know what.
Or Asperger's. And
they don't really mention, like, this person is this.
Oh, right.
They don't really label everybody. It's just kind of for you to go.
You label
they ever show them driving cars? Like, huh? Like, do they ever show the people driving a car?
There is one guy that, like, we were kind of, my friend Morgan came over and she's showed me this show. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to be for me, but whatever. And that, but it's really cool. The main character is sort of Michael, and he's like 40, and he's like really capable of a normal life. He just thinks differently, I guess. So he like drives himself and does everything kind of, you know, pretty
typical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, that that's bit about my Down syndrome sister. When I was first doing it, I talk about her dating a Down syndrome guy, and I had to talk to him. And the original bit had me saying, hey, man, listen, you got a six mind of a 6 year old, but the dick of a 40 year old. And it would get laughs from maniacs. But I had too many people just flip out in live shows, which is a lot more honest. So I can't even imagine if that had been clearly Dry Bar is not going to put it on, but
right.
Yeah, I had to take all that shit out because I mean I had people like getting up and leaving comedy shows, just like flipping me off, like fuck you, you can't fucking say that. And
what's so bad about saying that? You think in their mind, the mind of a 6 year old part.
I thought I was having a good. I mean, I still would say it sometimes. I think talking about a Down syndrome guy's dick at all maybe triggers people. They don't want to sexualize anyone with Down syndrome. But you know, that's not my fault. He was sexualizing himself.
Yeah.
He was trying to date my sister.
Yeah. That's a fair angle.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I don't know. So this show's worth a watch, I guess.
Yeah, it's really fun, and you know, it's not Phil's special, but this Netflix show. What was amazing to me, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time around folks with those developmental or I don't even know what the proper term is.
Yeah, it's your policy.
But
this is but, your, yeah, yeah, your policy.
Believe me if I say the wrong he thing here, but
oh Jesus, what's that? That guy looks like Sling Blade. I better get the fuck out of here.
Well, I was just on Brett Druck's podcast, Is This Anything? And then we were talking about homeless people, and then they kind of go, we don't really, we say something else. And I'm like, I never even heard that. But
phrase for folks with, sure. They're,
and so then they kind of were teasing me, and they go, our guest is, we're not going to have to bleep anything from him and whatever. And I'm like, God, geez, you make me feel bad already. But
you're not woke. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even woke enough. There's so many levels to woke.
Neither are homeless people. They're not.
They're sleeping
all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's the heroin. That's not their fault.
Yeah, I got you.
Here we go. Wait,
you're not going on their podcast.
You?
But I don't know. They didn't. They edit their podcast, unlike us. We just roll with them.
Don't know how.
Yeah, fuck. I don't want to listen to this a second time. anyway, it's really cool to watch them in those situations, and it seems like a common thread is that they don't really have maybe not like an inner monologue, or like they don't really almost like have the ability to lie, which is really cool to watch. Where like 3 minutes into a date, they're kind of not feeling
right.
Each other.
Right,
they just kind of clam up, and they go, "Yeah, I gotta go," and it's like, "All right, cool." You know, like this is
not interested.
Saving so much time, and like this one guy.
I think I just found out I'm autistic.
Yeah, well, I think this is what's crazy. Is funny is like sometimes watching some of this stuff, I'm like, I present similar characteristics to a point here that you know, I wouldn't be surprised if. Do you think that, like, we're all on a... Is that why it's called, like, a spectrum? Is that the actual, like, sliding scale or, like...
Yeah, we all like, probably
we
got
all
a little bit. It's like,
kinda,
you know,
like,
we're all part... Yeah, it's
know,
like we're all kind of gay, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
we're all, you know, some
more
of us
than others,
are more so
but,
than others.
Well, I'll talk to you about that in a second. But, well, the best... Interestingly enough, it was a Christian college where I heard the best description of sexuality. And this is years ago, so it's probably been updated, but even then I thought it was pretty. So it was like people talk about it as a spectrum for homosexuality and heterosexuality, and the teacher was like, well, that's kind of silly because there's asexuality, there's homosexuality, there's bisexuality, and there's heterosexuality, and bestiality, obviously. And then he was like, it's more
favorite.
Like quadrants, and within each of those four quadrants, some people are closer to asexual, and some people are closer to, you know, wanting to have sex all the time. And then some people are closer to bisexual. So you're all over. So saying it's some linear thing is kind of silly. So I wonder if, you know, other things to act as though they're linear is a little bit, because there's autistic, there's
it's
Asperger's.
Almost that color circle of, you know, it's like a little bit of this, but you can chart in multiple areas, it seems like.
Right, like a Venn diagram, potentially, where you may.
Or like, yeah, interesting.
Is it unhoused? Is that the word they were using for homeless, by the way? Is that? Or was it more woke than that?
It was
or
even
more politically?
I tried to go into it or into it or in.
Oh, that's a like tribe that. In Alaska, I think. But
maybe that was the Eskimo word they said or something.
The
they were talking about the coat, and they were like, looks like an Eskimo, and there's sorry.
They aren't supposed to say that.
Yeah, I don't know, but,
get him on that.
Anyway,
well, that's interesting.
This
so,
is
yeah.
A funny. I wanted to. One of the funny clips is like this guy goes on this date. He goes on like a speed dating thing, and you like swipe right on everybody, and then at the end they call you and say you got one match. And so he had his hopes up, and he really wants to match with this Taylor girl, but he matches with this other girl. And the whole time he's like telling his mom about, he's like, I got this date, and you know, I was really bummed at first that I only matched with this girl, but now that I've thought of, and she's like, you can't say out loud that you didn't want to match with this, you know, it's really funny.
Right, right.
But they go on this date, and like, they go to like this meditation Buddhist temple or something like that. It's really cool first date, I think.
Yeah, and, unless it ends in anal.
She's sinless and incidental. So she goes, they start talking about, what's your favorite, whatever, you know, and she says something that he doesn't like, and he says, one often meets destiny on the road he takes to avoid it. And like, it's like a really cool way to say like, hey, maybe I'll discover new things that I like, or, you know, it's just like,
by going out with you.
Right. Right.
That's why I went to gay bars this weekend. Cause you know, hey, who knows? I did go to several, but well, let's Phil, you opened for, Kristen Key, multiple shows at the club. And, that was, how was that? A good time?
Yeah. Yeah. Kristen's funny. I didn't know about the brunch show, so that was a little hectic.
Like, didn't
they text you at like 12:30?
Oh, dude, it was like, hey, the show's starting right now. Can you get here? And I'm like, I don't have pants on. But you know, so luckily, oh man, I can't think of his name. Kane was at the club, so he wound up just doing the spot. But fuck, dude.
Oh, you couldn't. couldn't make it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was like, Kane, I was about to run from the Murano.
Spokane, just
what's that?
Out?
Wow.
Was he working the rest of the weekend, or what was he?
He was in Tacoma, so he was. I was at the Murano. I was like, fuck, I can make it.
Oh yeah, I think he's like moving up here. Oh, in Tacoma, you're in Tacoma.
Yeah. So it was. I was trying to put two and two together.
That didn't make.
If he hadn't been there and they just had the MC go long, that would have been the sweaty. I mean, you guys already see how sweaty I get when I perform. Yeah. Like, that would have been the. Because I would have ran from the Murano up all those hills and shit. Yeah.
Right.
To get this, so when they were like, "Listen, it's okay," where there's been some confusion about this show before, because I just looked at her shows.
Yes,
you know, and it's listed. Oh, Jesus Christ! I felt so fucking terrible.
Yeah,
so
there's no old email that you went back and looked at.
I know. Like, the old email said 257, but I wasn't. You know, that was months ago.
But sometimes, I've done that too, because I go on the club and go, "Oh, Erica Rhodes, we got three shows," and then I go up. Oh, this one's technically a brunch show. It's not advertised as whatever. Yeah.
Interesting. That's it was bad. They love you. It was a.
You know,
it was
Mike Coletta. Do you guys know him?
Yeah, sure.
He was in the green room because I got there to go and apologize, like when Kristen was on stage, and I was just like, God, I feel terrible. And Mike Coletta was just like, it's okay, champ. Like, you'll get it again. You know, he's just like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. We've all been there. So I was glad he was there.
Yeah, he's sweet. Well, it was a real gay weekend at the club, I guess, you know. So Kristen and you and Joe Dombrowski, me. So Kristen, I got to say this. It's Kristen Key joke. Make sure it's clear that everybody knows that. But it's so funny. She goes, this is pandemic hit. And so I've been at home with my wife alone for 18 months, and I don't want to sound homophobic, but big laugh there. And then she goes, that is not how God intended it. Really great.
Yeah, so, that's I was talking to her about that joke, because I was like, did you know that laugh was there when you wrote it? The I don't want to seem
or the homophobic moment. It huge.
Yeah,
laugh,
I don't
want to
seem homophobic. And she was like, no, I didn't even know it was there until I actually performed it.
Yeah, but, huge laugh she has to wait for. It's great.
Dude, if she ever does if she does a late night set, like, that's a fucking phenomenal opening joke for her look and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Ellen? I got that gig because we go to the same barber. I don't know.
I met her like 10 years ago at Laughs, and she wasn't out yet.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really know. And
years ago, not quite as obvious maybe, but yeah.
And so whatever, we were all drinking. She was not sober yet either, I think. And like, we were all drinking, and I made some kind of joke, just like hitting on her as like a total, just not even
tease.
Not even like a, hopefully this is real. Yeah, yeah. I'm a dumb 22-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, we're going to learn a lot about each other. I'm gay. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, funny.
But so that's how I learned about it.
Oh, wow. I met her years ago at Tulalip Casino, and she was working, and the other comic on the show, they had a little fling, so that was kind of fun. It was a fella, so I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. It doesn't matter. I didn't say any names.
You didn't say any names about me.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah, there we go. I don't even know. Fling is this, that could mean anything. Anyway, so I was doing shows with Joe, and good time Joe Dombrowski, also a teacher. He's a gay fella, and the host was Richie Armani, who's funny and also a gay fella. So the and then their tour man, his tour manager,
you were the
is a
diversity
gay
on,
fella.
On the lineup,
I
there.
Was the diversity hire, and so we went to gay bar after and. For two nights, the mix, fun times, Corky, our buddy, was there. It was all fun and games and gays and jokes and drinks and a lot of karaoke. And I saw someone who had taken our comedy class and good guy, fun guy, nice guy. But he messaged me like, good to see you. You looked great. And I'm like, I don't care. That's nice. That's fine. But then I saw an old message that was a little more flirtatious, and I was like, oh. And then recently there was a message that was like, hey, can I ask you a personal question? So I'm like, oh, I know what that's going to be. But, you know, you go to these places, and if you're someone who's like just fine with your sexuality, like that's a, hey, what's up, buddy? How's it going? Probably bad timing. I'll be done in a minute. I'm at my friend's house. I'll be in a minute.
Do you want to make an appearance on the podcast?
I mean, it's not.
We just had a 7-year-old, so we can get someone who. All right.
Make
so,
my dog, and then you can get your house guest.
Nice tits, baby.
Well, anyway, so. Yeah, you better make an appearance, or I was going to say you did with the things you didn't do.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So good time. When you go to a
consent
gay bar.
Consent ruins everything for me. All right, good night. I'm going to lay down here next to you. Don't do anything crazy.
When you go to a gay bar and you're a good person and you're open with your sexuality, like that's pretty close to just being a gay guy. I mean, that's not that far off, right? Because people don't know. And one lady, she was twerking and having a great time. And, you know, I don't know what her sexuality is, but she left and then came running back in. And she's like, God, I need a condom. I was like, oh, I don't have one. I was like, well, actually, there's one in the bathroom. I'll be right back. but I didn't say any of that, so I just ran and got it and brought it back to her, and it was a Magnum. So I was like, ah, hopefully, you know, hope it works out. And she goes, oh, yeah, I think it will, actually. And I was like, good for you. Have fun. And then she goes, wait a second. This is yours? What's your number?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed. I'm not wearing a condom.
Well, it's smart. Great. If you're a straight guy, it's smart to go to gay bars because a lot of women
yeah,
will go
ratio.
There to feel safe. Yeah, yes. A lot of women go there and they're like allow themselves to be vulnerable.
Yeah, and then you get them into liking you. You know what I mean?
Can take advantage of that vulnerability. Yes,
advantage of women. We've been saying forever. Yeah.
Dude, I used to
I'm surprised Corey didn't get kicked out of the gay bar. That's usually
nah.
There's this. I used to do this show a long time ago, and then me and a couple other guys on it would go to this gay bar because it was the only place that would stay open until like 4 a.m. So we'd get a drink at like 1:50 and then just hang out and. My wife's good. We actually has a good friend, and he's a gay guy. And he was there, and he was dancing till 4 a.m. And he looks at me, and he's like, "Holy shit, Phil! Like, is it okay that I tell people?" He's like, "What are you doing here?" Like, I could tell that he was "Oh shit, did I just catch you being secret?"
Yeah.
Did I just catch you being secretly gay? You
know, hey man, I'll delete this photo for $100. Let me post it. Yeah.
Funny. That's good times. Well, I mean, I think it's all fun and gays, but it was good. Just good times and good stories when you go to those gay bars. It's just fun stuff that happens. It's more fun than a straight bar, if I'm being honest. Me and Andrew got kicked out of a Tacoma gay bar once, and we didn't know we were in a gay bar until
they
we got kicked out.
Or get out. And then they were like, not with each other, you fucking.
Yeah. Come on.
God damn it. Come on.
Very funny. Good times.
Got to count for something.
What the hell else is going on? What do we. A lot of sports, fun sports shit. Do you care about sports, Phil?
You know, every time I try, I'm like, this is taking so much fucking energy. gambling is legal now in Washington, so I feel like maybe I could ruin my life that way. I just like to mess around with as many vices as I can. So as long as I can have it be something in my life that'll ruin it, then I might be more interested.
That's fair. I like that. I like that approach. The Ryder Cup was fun. The Mariners might make the playoffs. It's going to be real tough, but that's going to be a fun week in baseball. They did win last night. That helps
a
ton.
Yeah, we're a game and a half out with five games left, so we got to win everything basically and pray.
There's four teams in the mix. It's a whole thing. The Ryder Cup, you probably don't care about that, but that was really fun. It was a golf thing. Nobody? No. Right.
I mean, I know what it is. Yeah. I know it's not like a NASCAR event.
Well, Bryson DeChambeau is good and Brooks Koepka are good and they hate each other and there's been a big old feud. So the fun thing that I saw that was great was after they won, the whole team had t-shirts on that were the stepbrothers, but it was Bryson's face and Brooks's face, and so they kind of had fun with it. And I saw Dustin Johnson. He was drunk afterwards and they were interviewing him and that was really funny. So check out these YouTube clips. They're real fun. And one time I saw Dustin Johnson. He's known for being a little bit of a Coke fiend. So I saw him at a tournament, and the heckling was all Coke related. People yelling out Scarface and shit after he hit the ball. And good times. Golf's fun. Seeing it live. Promise. I swear.
Do you watch it like in, do they come through Western Washington?
A little bit. I haven't been to any there. I've been to New York, and then the best tournament in the country is to go to as a spectator. That's not totally true, but as a spectator for fun is the Waste Management Open, or it's called the Phoenix Open too. It's in Scottsdale, and they have one hole that they build out, and you're allowed to yell and heckle and scream and drink and go crazy. And it's like the only hole on the tour where you can act like that. And so that's amazing. That's a big old party. But it's like a thing, you know, like the Kentucky Derby, right? That's like all prim and proper, but it's also like a crazy party.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's a
right.
Similar kind of thing with a lot of golf tournaments. They're all, the Ryder Cup especially, is Europe versus the U.S. So everybody's drunk. Everybody's crazy. By the end of the day, like, there's yelling and screaming, and they got to be like, hey, shut up and stop booing the Europeans and all that shit. So.
It's got to be a fucking mess after. I mean, like, there's got to be garbage everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not wearing the hat. I almost wore the hat today. I picked up a free hat at that tournament because it was just left behind. I was like, oh, that's a great hat. It's mine now.
My name's Corey. I wear garbage.
That is not a lie. Well, you go. You don't even wear underwear, dude. Well, yeah, we'll have to go to I don't know, because I think the Kraken were just in Spokane, so I thought maybe that was something.
Yeah, didn't they have their first preseason game out there? I think
they played it in Spokane. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to. I'm gonna be a Kraken fan. That the Virtue Signal Arena is gonna be exciting.
Is that really what it's called?
No, it's yes. Called the Climate Pledge Arena or something.
Oh, I love it.
Is Climate Pledge Arena?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Pledge the brand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Lemon scented Pledge. They're going.
Bounty. Yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, I don't know. Sports. Good times. Whatever.
Corey didn't think of anything else to talk about. What's Phil? What do you got? What are your plans? Are you gonna like dump an hour and like how long are you gonna do the old stuff? Like when should I actually come see a show?
Yeah, you know? Great question. so yeah, I've got like
Corey's 50... plan is to turn his material over every 25 years, but
I think so. Right now, I'm doing.
Wait to get there.
I've probably got at least 20 that is solidly like I feel good about. But like yeah, I'm still kind of I'm peppering in the older stuff because I'm writing, you know, I'm a guy that writes stuff that's happening in my life right now, right? So if I want to talk about Boy Scout stuff that's happening now as opposed to the old shit, I kind of pepper it in. And also the shit I'm saying is way more like gritty, so I kind of have to ease into it a little bit.
You gotta ease into that Down syndrome pussy.
Yeah. You saw me say Down syndrome pussy on stage. Yeah,
I did. I sure did.
You get laughs in real life over here now.
Dude, I did. And then I was like, oh, he's gonna be doing my show later tonight. Well, yeah, have fun.
Nah, man. I mean, hey, I'm hoping that I can write crazy enough shit that either I get famous or I have to quit comedy. Either of those sound fantastic to me.
That's really funny.
Or I get forced to quit. But no, it you know, it's I did that. Most of the new material I'm doing that stuck is a shit that I did as like a goof. at either an open mic or at a show, and then I'm like, that's better than the stuff I'm working hard on, and it doesn't seem to be working. So that's I've been going out to open mics. It's been a nice, like, the past few months has just been constant writing and constant trying new shit out. So yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'm retiring a lot of stuff right now. I was doing I was doing some older stuff with Kristen this weekend, but you know, that was because maybe like old shit or new shit wasn't working, and I was like, yeah, I still need to know I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to know I can do it.
It's so tempting to just, I'd be like, I could kill this crowd right now, but I'm trying to figure out this new stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I think you just gotta grin and bear it eventually.
Yeah, that's the old Titus thing advice. Was like, don't be afraid to not be funny, you know.
To your date? That. Hey, listen, yeah. Grin and bear it.
Grin you and
just,
bear it.
Just put up.
Once you're done crying, it'll feel good. Just be.
I had to kind of like, yeah, two times of opening for Joe, who has a 90% woman audience who are elementary school teachers. The first time was like, all right, yeah, okay, it's a little too dark or mean. Next time was like a little less, I did a little bit better and then by the third time it was like, all right, I'm doing great, but it's unfortunately older teacher stuff that's working, but it's just the way it is. And I got upcoming shows where I'll do stuff that I don't, you know, with Brad Upton, where I don't care like what's gonna happen, you know.
Right.
Brad doesn't care and the club won't care, and hopefully his audience is, I'll do that, you know, if your family is fucking cool thing opening, and then hopefully they'll go, all right, we're cool, and then go from there. But yeah, it's crazy. You guys got big things happening, which is exciting. Got to check out Andrew's album and special coming out October 12th and 19 worldwide, which basically just means, you know, America and Canada. No, we got fans in India. And
yeah, I do get some South Africa messages once in a while, you know.
Well, have you done Andrew, have you done the Dubai club?
No, I haven't. I think I emailed her when she was in a pinch a while ago, but I've been, you know, lucky my calendar's staying pretty full by being Steve's little bitch for now. And
well, I'm your contact for Dubai, both yeah. of you, if you're interested. So
and,
let me
and
know.
The, and the cruise ship guy called me the other day too, and they're real desperate for comics for cruises. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was
you
like,
you
gotta
commit to 3 weeks or more, probably.
Well, this usually. Guy called me and he's like, "Hey, we'll take 3 days. We
oh
just,
great,
you know, yeah,
do it.
No one wants to do this. I'm like, yeah, because we're all flush with money from the pandemic, but."
Well, good. Andrew's album and special is going to be For the Wrong Reasons on all of the things. Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, OnlyFans to find out how to listen and send him money. Philip Kopczynski is live in Spokane.
Live at the Spokane Comedy Club.
Live yeah, at the Spokane Comedy yeah, Club. Yeah. All right. So type that all in. It's real easy. Just Philip Kopczynski, super easy to spell. And then type in live at the Spokane Comedy Club, and you'll find
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Comedy Dynamics out today as we speak. You can go listen to that. In the description, you'll have all that information. And I got nothing going on, so there you go. Thanks everybody, it was really fun talking to you, Phil, as always.
Yes, and, good seeing you.
Did we say the word that you yeah. wrote? What word did you write?
Me? I don't even remember.
Okay.
I was reading it last night as I went to sleep, and I think I typed one thing as I was like trailing off, and I'm like, I bet this will be funny. And then I
it was a slur, so we
it was the one we bleeped out. That was Phil's word.
Yeah, I said homeless. I think I just wrote homeless.
Oh, Jesus, you're an awful person. You guys are great. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.